This is the Aviact Moly of 19th of October 2025, the original date 31st of March 2007. Be worthy and show the Father's face through your face, as well as being constructive, Nirman, in doing service. Also keep a balance of speaking pure, Nirmal, words and having a humble, Nirman, stage. Today, Babdada is pleased to see the lines of fortune of the children everywhere. The lines of sparkling light are shining on the foreheads of all the children. The lines of the fortune of spirituality are visible in their eyes. The lines of the fortune of elevated words are noticed coming from mouths. On their lips, Baba is seeing spiritual smiles. On their hands, the lines of all the godly treasures are visible. In every step of their remembrance, Baba is seeing lines of multi-millions. In each one's heart, Baba is seeing a line of being absorbed in the Father's love. Each of you children is experiencing such elevated fortune, are you not? The Father himself has drawn these lines of fortune with each one's pen of elevated action. It is such elevated fortune that it is imperishable. It is not just for this birth, but these are the imperishable lines of fortune for many births. The Father is imperishable, and the lines of fortune are imperishable. At this time, all lines are attained on the basis of your elevated actions. The effort made at this time creates the reward for many births. Even at this time, Babdada wishes to see the reward that all of you children are to receive for many births. That attainment of the reward for the efforts you made at this time, now. Not just in the future, but all of these lines have to be experienced constantly even now, because these divine sanskars of the present time are creating your new world. Check. Do you know how to check? You have to become your own checkers. Are you experiencing the lines of all fortune even now? You do not think, do you, that this reward will be visible at the end? The attainment is at this time, and the reward also has to be experienced at this time. The sanskars for the future world, sansar, have to be experienced in your life in a practical way now. What should you check? You praise the sanskars of the future world, of there being one kingdom in the future world. You remember that world, do you not? Do you remember how many times you have ruled in that world? Or is it that you only remember it when Baba reminds you of it? Do you remember what it was? It is in your awareness, is it not? Are those sanskars in your practical life at this time? Check. In your mind, in your intellect, in your relationships and connections, in your life, do you have one kingdom? Or is it that sometimes, along with the soul's rule, there is also the rule of Maya? In your future reward, there is just the one kingdom, not two. Similarly, there aren't two kingdoms also now, are there? Just as in the future kingdom, along with the one kingdom, there is the one religion. What religion is that? It is the religion of the Dharma of complete purity. So now check, is there complete purity? Let there be no name or trace of impurity, even in your dreams. Purity means to have just the one dharana of complete purity in your thoughts, words, actions, and relationships and connections. You have to be brahmachari. Do you know how to check yourselves? Those of you who know how to check yourselves, raise your hands. You know how to check yourselves. Do you also check yourselves? Do you? Do you teachers know how to check? Do you double foreigners know? Why? It is because of the purity of the present time that people ask even today for purity from your non-living images. Purity means one religion, which is established at this time and also continues in the future. Similarly, what is the praise of the future? One kingdom, one religion, and along with those, constant happiness, peace, and wealth. Akhand, unbroken happiness. Akhand peace and akhand wealth. So, in your life of self-sovereignty, the other is the sovereignty of the world. But at this time, you have self-sovereignty. Check yourselves. Imperishable happiness, godly happiness. Do you experience it to be imperishable? Let it not be that you experience happiness on the basis of any means or facilities. Let no wave of sorrow be experienced at any time for any reason. You do not experience happiness on the basis of name, fame, or honour, do you? Why? Because name, fame, honour means facilities, etc., are themselves perishable and temporary. You cannot receive imperishable happiness on the basis of perishable supports. Continue to check yourselves. Even now, continue to listen and also check yourselves, and you will know how much difference there is between the sanskars of the present time and the reward of the future world. All of you made a promise to Bap Dada as soon as you took birth. Do you remember your promise? Do you? Or have you forgotten it? You promised that all of you will become the Father's companions, be world benefactors, and become the makers of the new world of peace and happiness. Do you remember it? Do you remember your promise? Raise your hands. Is it a firm promise? Or is there sometimes something mixed into it? You are the ones who are creating the new world on the basis of godly sanskars. It is not a question of only making effort at this time, because you must also experience the reward at this time of the effort. Together with happiness, also check peace. Peaceless circumstances, a peaceless atmosphere, and in that too, you are the children of the ocean of peace. You are constantly like lotus flowers. So, can you transform peacelessness into an atmosphere of peace? If the atmosphere is peaceful and you experience peace, that is not a big thing. However, your promise is that you are the ones who transform peacelessness into peace. So check. You are checking yourselves, are you not? Are you the transformers? You are not influenced by anything, are you? You are transformers. those who are transformers can never be influenced by anything. In this way, wealth, limitless wealth. What is the wealth of someone who is master of himself? Knowledge, virtues and powers, these are the types of wealth of someone who is a self-sovereign, the master of himself. So check. You now clearly know the essence of the whole expansion of this knowledge, do you not? This knowledge does not mean that you give courses and lectures, but knowledge means to have understanding. So every thought, every deed, every word. Knowledge means being sensible. Do you do everything while being knowledgeful? Do all virtues remain emerged in your practical life? Do you have all the virtues or only according to your capacity? In this way, all the powers. The title of each of you is a master with all powers, not just one with some powers. So, do you have all the powers to the fullest extent? Secondly, do all the powers work at the right time? Are they present at the right time, or do you remember them when the time for using them has passed by? So check all of these three things. One kingdom, one religion, and imperishable happiness, peace, and prosperity. All of these things that you experience now, at this time of self-sovereignty, will not be experienced in the new world. All of these things can be experienced at this time. Only when these sanskars emerge from now will they continue in the form of the reward. You do not think, do you, that you are still imbibing them, that it will happen, that it will definitely happen by the end? Bapdada has already given you a signal in advance that your practice over a long period of time, at the present time, is the basis of your attainment over a long period of time. Do not think that it will happen by the end, that it will happen then. No, it has to happen now. Why? In order to have a right to being the master of yourself, you need to practice it over a long period of time now. If you are not able to have a right in one birth and you become dependent, then how can you have rights for many births? This is why Bapdada is repeatedly signaling all of you children everywhere that the speed of time is now very fast. Therefore, all of you children mustn't just become effort makers, but you must become intense effort makers and experience the reward of effort over a long period of time now. Bapdada has already told you earlier about the signs of intense effort. An intense effort maker will constantly be a master bestower. He will not be one who takes levta, but be a deity, devta, one who gives. Not that you say, if I have this, I can make effort. If this one does it, then I will also do it. If this one changes, then I will also change. This one should change. This one should do it. These are not signs of a bestower. Whether someone does that or not, I should continue to do it, the same as Bapdada, like Brahma Baba. You also saw the Sakar form. He never said, if the children do it, then I will do it. It was always, I will do it, and then make the children do it. The second sign of intense effort is, to remain constantly humble. Even while carrying out a constructive task, there has to be a balance of the two, being constructive and being humble. Why? When you carry out a task with humility, you receive love and blessings from everyone's heart. Bapdada has seen that in being constructive, that is, on the field of service, everyone is now making new plans with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. For this, Bapdada is congratulating all of you children everywhere. Bapdada has received many very good plans for constructive service. However, Bapdada saw that the constructive tasks are very good, but to the extent that you have zeal and enthusiasm for service, if you are just as much balanced with the stage of humility, then in the construction, that is, in the task of service, there will be greater success in a more visible form. Bapdada also told you earlier that you have to have a humble nature, to have humility in your words and in your stage when you form relationships and connections with others. This is the praise of the deities, but in fact, it is the praise of Brahmins. It is said of the deities that the words that emerge from their lips are like diamonds and pearls, invaluable. Pure and gentle words, a pure and gentle nature. Bapdada is now examining you, and so he should give you the result, should he not? Because this is the last turn of this season. Bapdada saw that in your having pure words and humility in your stage, more attention is needed. Bapdada has already told you to accumulate in your three accounts of treasures. What did Baba see as a result? What are the three accounts? You would have remembered them, would you not? Nevertheless, Baba is now revising them. 1. With your efforts, increase your account of accumulation. 2. Remain constantly content yourself and make others content too. Remain content and make others content while knowing the different sanskars. For by doing this, you are able to accumulate in your account of blessings. If for any reason there is something lacking in your making others content, it doesn't accumulate in your account of charity. Contentment is the key to charity. Whether it is to remain content yourself or to make others content. 3. In doing service too, always be altruistic. Do not have any consciousness of I did this, or my name has to be mentioned. Where there is any consciousness of I or mine in doing service, you are not able to accumulate in the account of charity. You are experienced in the consciousness of mine. There is a lot of the consciousness of mine, even in a royal way. The list of the royal forms of the consciousness of mine is even longer than the list of the ordinary forms of the consciousness of mine. Whenever there is a selfish motive of I or mine, and you are not altruistic, very little charity is accumulated in your account. Baba will tell you about the list of mine at some other time. It is very long and very subtle. So Bapdada has seen that in your efforts, you are all accumulating in your accounts according to your own capacity. However, there is now a need to increase the account of blessings and the account of charity. This is why there now has to be attention paid to accumulate in the three accounts. The variety of sanskars will be visible even now. No one's sanskars have become complete yet. However, now I must not be influenced by the weak nature or weak sanskars of others. I am a master with all powers, a master almighty authority. Weak sanskars are not powerful. Weak sanskars cannot influence me, a master almighty authority, one with all powers. The means of safety is to stay under Bapdada's canopy of protection. Remain combined with Bapdada. Srimat is the canopy of protection. Today, Bapdada is giving you a signal. Each one of you definitely has to make a plan to bring about newness in your thoughts, words, connections, relationships and deeds. Bapdada will first of all see the result. What newness have you brought about? What old sanskar have you transformed with your determination? Bapdada will first see this result. What are you thinking? Should we do this? Should we? Raise your hands, those who say that they will definitely do this. Acha, will you do it? Or will you look at others? What will you do? Do not look at others. Look at Bapdada. Look at your senior daddy. She has such a lovely and detached stage. Bapdada says, if someone wants to see someone who has finished the consciousness of I and limited mine, then look at our Daddy Ji, who is seated on Bapdada's heart throne. In her whole life, she has always been beyond any limited consciousness of I or mine. And the result of that is, no matter how ill she is beyond any feeling of pain. Just the one word is very firm. If anyone asks Daddy, do you feel any pain? Daddy, is anything happening to you? What response do they receive? It is nothing. It is because she has been altruistic and has a big heart. She has accommodated everyone and is loved by everyone. You are seeing the practical signs of that. When people speak of Father Brahma, they say that the Father was in him. However, Daddy has lived with you under God's sustenance and this study. She has been your companion in doing service. So, if one can become that, altruistic in her stage, then can all of you not become that? You can become that, can you not? Bapdada has the faith that you are the ones who will become that. Do you remember how many times you have become that? You have become like the Father in many cycles, and even now you are the ones who are going to become that. Continue to fly with this zeal and enthusiasm. The Father has faith in you. So your intellect too must also have the faith that you are definitely going to become that. Let your intellects have such faith and continue to fly. You have love for the Father. In the subject of love, you say that you have more than 100% love. Is that right? All of you sitting here, and all of those of you who are listening and seeing at your own places, in the subject of love, do all of you consider yourselves to have 100% love? Then raise your hands. 100%. Everyone raised their hands. Acha. Those sitting at the back, raise your hands high. More than 22,000 brothers and sisters have arrived. All of you raised your hands for this. The sign of love is to become equal. The one you love, your speaking has to be like that one's. Your way of moving and fulfilling the responsibility of relationships should be done in the same way that that one does. That is a sign of love. Today, Bap Dada wants to see everyone, now in a second, to be able to be seated on the seat of self-sovereignty, with the sanskars emerged, of controlling power and ruling power. In a second, for 2 to 3 minutes, become seated on the seat of a self-sovereign, Baba-conducted drill. Acha. Baba received love and remembrance through letters and all the facilities of science from all of you children everywhere. Your love and remembrance have reached Bap Dada. Many children write and also tell the news of their hearts to Bap Dada in their heart-to-heart conversations. Bap Dada is responding to all those children. The Lord is always pleased with an honest heart. Bap Dada's love from his heart and blessings from his heart are especially for those souls. All of you who have given your news from everywhere and all the plans that you have made with very good zeal and enthusiasm, Bap Dada is congratulating you for those and is also giving you this blessing. Continue to move forward and make others move forward. To all Bap Dada's children who are the handful out of multi-millions, and to the few most elevated, fortunate children of that handful, Bap Dada's special love and remembrance. Bap Dada is giving congratulations to all the children for their courage and zeal and enthusiasm. Baba is giving multi-million-fold blessings for the future too, for becoming an intense effort maker and keeping a balance. Baba is also giving you the blessing that the star of fortune of all of you remains constantly sparkling, and that you continue to increase the fortune of others. All of you children everywhere, at your own places, are listening and seeing too, and Bap Dada is also seeing all of you children everywhere, even those sitting far away, and is pleased with you. Continue to see and constantly to increase the beauty of Madhaban. To all you children, namaste, with blessings from the heart. Blessing. May you become an image of attraction by increasing the shine of your soul conscious form with the oil of attention. Once the star of the soul conscious form has been made to shine by the Father with this knowledge, it cannot be extinguished. However, the percentage of the shine can increase or reduce. The shining star will attract everyone when you continue to pour the oil of attention into the lamp every day at Amrit Vela. When oil is poured into a lamp, it remains constantly lit. To pay full attention in this way means to instill in yourself all the Father's virtues and powers. By paying such attention, you will become an image of attraction. Slogan: have an attitude of unlimited disinterest and reveal the seed of spiritual endeavor. Aviact signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. In order to accumulate the power of yoga, increase your practice of the balance of karma and yoga. While performing actions, let there be a powerful stage of yoga. Increase this practice. Just as you create inventions for doing service, in the same way, make time for the practice of these special experiences. Bring about newness and become an example for everyone. Om Shanti. Notice, today is the third Sunday of the month, the day for world meditation, when all Raj Yogi Tapaswi brothers and sisters have collective meditation from 6:30 to 7:30. At the time of having this special yoga, be stable in the powerful form of being a Master Almighty Authority. Give the rays of purity to all the elements, as well as to souls, and do the service of making everyone and everything Sato Pradam.